Our next guest is Colin Hetherington from TalkToEU.ie. TalkToEU.ie are looking for two people who are leaving Ireland to look for work or expand their horizons by working in another EU country. They have two €500 grants available for two people who would like to blog about their job experience or their job search experience for the Get Set, Get Earning campaign on TalkToEU.ie. Colin, you're very welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks a million for having me.
Colin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about TalkToEU.ie?
Yeah, TalkToEU is an initiative that's been running for the last 4 years. And its aim is to educate young people about the benefits of being an EU citizen and everything that comes with that, such as the free movement of labour, such as the free movement of social welfare and things like that. And it's all about trying to demonstrate to young people exactly those things. And we tend to do it in sort of interesting and innovative ways in terms of getting people involved.
It's a pretty exciting kind of initiative as well. Now, for instances, a lot of people would see immigration as people going as further afield as Australia or New Zealand or Canada.
Yeah, like unfortunately, it's a fact that young people are emigrating out of Ireland. You know, it's something that nobody wants to see at all. However, and a lot of people, their first port of call is to go to the likes of Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. And many people overlook the fact that, you know, if they are, you know, to actually look a little bit closer to home, you know, to other EU states. Because obviously, you know, if you're that little bit closer in a Germany or a Holland, you know, it's only a 2 or 3 hour flight to get home, you know. So a lot of people sort of tend to skip that thought of working in the EU and going straight to, I guess, another English-speaking nation. When if they decide to stay in Europe, they also have all the benefits, a lot of the benefits that... you know, that an EU citizen has, such as the ability to transfer their social welfare payments and things like that to another country. And if you were to go to Australia or Canada, you can't do that. So automatically you're sort of losing a little bit of security there. Things like the European health card as well is another sort of benefit that people can avail of health services in other EU countries. So there's an awful lot of benefits, as well as being that little bit closer to home, that people are entitled to, you know, that they, if we're all about sort of trying to raise awareness about those benefits, just in case it sort of sounds of interest to them, you know.
Yeah, and then with the Get Set and Get Earning campaign on TalkToEU.ie, can you give us some background to that?
Yeah, so we're looking for people who are planning on emigrating to another EU state. And what we want to do is we want to follow their journey from their initial planning and looking for a job, and then sort of following them as they move over to another EU country, follow them as they get set up with things like setting up a bank account, even signing up to a new phone operator, to finding accommodation, to finding that job, and also to see how they sort of get on with locals or whether they hook up with other Irish people abroad, so the social side of things as well. So the plan is that we're looking for two people who are already sort of underway with their plans to emigrate, as I said, to another EU state. And once they're up and running over there, we're going to ask them to blog about their experiences so people here can get a sense of what it's like to move to another EU state.
And is this just kind of like a pilot scheme for, let's say, Irish citizens going into Europe, or is it happening around in different European countries as well?
No, it's a purely, well, as far as I'm aware, it's a purely sort of local Irish initiative through the TalkToEU and the European Commission office here in Dublin.
But it's a fantastic way to actually kind of immerse yourself in we're always talking about our European neighbours, and, you know, to explore and kind of find out new countries as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there are opportunities out there as well. Like the EU Commission has a website called EU Res, which is their jobs and mobility portal. And at the moment on that site, there's over 1.3 million jobs being advertised. So there are opportunities in other EU countries that are there as well. So, you know, it is just maybe taking a slightly different look instead of thinking about having to go further afield, that maybe they can find something a little closer to home.
And there are people as well in positions where they actually want to choose to travel as well, that must be said.
Oh, absolutely, of course, yeah. No, there's, you know, it's no harm getting some experience under your belt and of other countries as well. I think that only strongly can reflect on a CV at times.
And what's the best way for our listeners to actually find out more about the initiative?
Yep, the best way is to go to talktoeu.ie, that's talktoeu.ie, or do a search on Facebook for talktoeu.ie, and there you'll have all the information that you need, and you can sign up to get involved there as well.
And that was Colin Hetherington from talktoeu.ie, and you can find out more information on the site there.